From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Bennington Representative Kaya Morris, the only African-American woman in the Vermont House, announced last month that she's withdrawing from her re-election campaign because of racial harassment she's experienced. Tabitha Pohl Moore is the Vermont director of the NAACP. She says what happened to Morris is not an isolated event, yet she says nothing changes.
It's the same kind of story that unfolds every time there's a sensational level of racist behavior or rhetoric happening, and that's, I can't believe it's happening in Vermont. I can't believe it. What do we do? And then it fizzles out and nothing is really done about it.
Moore and others say it's time for some soul searching and community conversations in Vermont about racism. A proposed smoking ban at town parks is getting a lot of attention in St. Johnsbury. The Caledonian Record reports the town's select board discussed the draft ordinance at this week's meeting, and members said they've been hearing from constituents as well. One resident at the meeting said the issue isn't so much smoking, but litter from discarded cigarette butts. Another said it's unnecessary to ban outdoor smoking. The ban includes smokeless tobacco products and would impose fines of $50 to $200. A public forum on the proposed ordinance is scheduled for October 9th. In Bennington, there will no longer be a ban on panhandling. The Bennington Banner reports the town's select board voted unanimously this week to strike ordinances that prohibit panhandling. The vote came after the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union wrote a letter to officials in seven towns challenging the constitutionality of panhandling prohibitions. The ban on what was termed aggressive panhandling was put in place in 2014, although Bennington's town manager says it has not been enforced for quite a while. Police in Woodstock say they've identified a student they say made possible online threats to a high school. WCAX reports Woodstock police received a call Tuesday from staff at Woodstock Union High School about a student who may have made a threat on social media. Authorities say administrators responded with the school's security procedure. The nature of the alleged threats were not disclosed, and an investigation is ongoing. Low-cost carrier Frontier Airlines is coming to Vermont's Burlington International Airport with direct flights to Florida. The South Burlington Airport announced today that Frontier will begin flights between Burlington and Orlando in February. The airline says the flights will run twice a week from February to April. State officials say the flights will not only be a benefit to Vermonters, but will lead Florida residents to visit the Green Mountain State as well. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers south of Route 4, likely far south today, a hilltop shower possible north to Route 2. Highs today mainly in the low to mid-70s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.